Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. You guys, it's Friday.
Woo-hoo. I went low. I was baritone today.
Wait.
Friday.
Oh, yeah, this is an extra one. So it's not the last Friday of the the month. It's the second 21st. To last.
It is birthday season. Everyone on the planet has their birthday this week.
All of my friends.
All of my in-laws are April birthdays. Not all of them, obviously. A lot of them. April birthdays. On Instagram, everyone I see is an Aries. Victoria Beckham, Tessa, Aspen.
I lose track of you guys. I like sent Aspen a birthday message, and then the next day it was Tessa, and then 2 days later, and then the next day it was your anniversary, and then your birthday coming up. We got lots. It's Aries season, baby.
Yeah, I actually think Aries season is coming officially closed now.
Oh, today, now that they 21st. Listen to this?
Yes, it's Taurus season.
Okay.
And we love our Taurus kings and queens as well.
Ladies of Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is. So is Sophie.
Oh, yeah. And Nick.
And Nick. We really do love them. Our stubborn kings and queens.
If that ain't real, if that ain't the truth.
Today, you guys, we have a very, very juicy, good, full of
tangible tips.
I kind of hate when people say like good nuggets.
Nuggets is actually a trigger word for me, in case you're wondering. Nuggets is one of the worst words.
Because you love them?
No, it makes me think of like, no, I'm not going to go there. It just makes me feel, nugget sounds gross.
Nuggets. We have some really juicy nuggets for you guys.
We really do. We have Deja and Sid on the podcast today. And these two, I left this conversation feeling so motivated, happy, and just good. And I think that's a sign of a good conversation is when you leave better than you came. You know what I mean? We talk a ton about just finding like a personalized routine for yourself when it comes to health, wellness, fitness, just the mind, body, soul connection, and how to really like hone into that for you and not just be listening to like, I mean, kind of ironic that we're telling you, you know, giving you our own tips and they're giving you their tips, but also a lot of the tips are to not listen to everyone. It's to do your own thing. And I think this was just a really like full circle episode that went over a lot of really, really good topics.
Yeah. We also talk about kind of transitioning into your 30s and as women, your body changing, how to sustain longevity in your fitness or wellness journey, which is really encouraging and empowering, I think.
So Sydney is our boxing queen, and I'm gonna let you guys like listen to the episode, but I want to be a boxer. I'm literally not joking at all. Something about this conversation with her too like lit a fire under me to be like, I need to take a boxing class 100%. And she,
you need to go with Abby has been,
she wants to
talk the other day, she's like, I just want to punch something, and I'm like, you've mentioned that multiple times. I'm getting scared to be around you.
I am so down, but also the only thing that's holding me back is my chin. I'm not kidding. What if someone punched
I don't want to
my...
get punched in the face.
Yeah, what if someone punched my chin and it literally got like dislodged?
It just moves.
That freaks me out, honestly. Even more than the pain, just the thought of that like freaks me out. But anyway, Sid is coaching boxing in New York City. She runs her own business. She does individual and group coaching. She started out as, she talks about a lot of her like fitness journey and stuff, but she did cycling. She was a cycling instructor, and she's got lots of really good wisdom in this space. And then Deja teaches dance, boxing, cardio, and strength training. And they actually met. I'm like now giving away the whole episode. Okay, we'll get into it. But they both have a lot of experience in the fitness world and a lot of really good insight.
They're both Lululemon ambassadors. They both have taught classes with Lululemon Studio. And when they walked in, they literally looked so cute, dressed in all Lululemon. And I was like, these are our girls.
Yes. I know it. You guys are going to love this episode. We're just going to get into it, honestly, because it was kind of long and we just didn't. We always will just talk forever. And then we look at the clock and we're like, we need to stop talking. But the conversation was really good. So it's kind of a long one. But we know you guys are going to love it. This whole episode is sponsored by Lululemon, which is a dream for us. And let's get into it. I'm so excited to have you guys here because you're in your 30s.
Yes.
Early to mid 30s. So I feel like we're going to have a like kind of a big sister conversation.
We love
you guys
that.
Are the older version of us, you know, because so many of our listeners are in their 20s. And I think that specifically health, wellness and fitness is such, well, it's a hot topic, but it's also overwhelming when you're taking in so much content that has to do with these things. And I feel like especially in your 20s, when you're forming like your thoughts and opinions, it's like really hard to figure out a personalized routine for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like in your 20s you had that kind of solidified, or you feel like that happened later or throughout your 20s?
That's such a good question. Yeah. I actually really do see the difference between my 30s and 20s in respect to that question, because I think my 20s was about like classes and like the class trends, and now it's more about, I sort of came full circle back to like being an athlete, which I was an athlete when I was much younger. And I have always been an athlete, but in my 20s, it was like such a social thing and like, you know, who I was going to meet and stuff. And now it's become like a little more independent for me. So it's more like training by myself by choice because I love it. And like boxing as like a sport and something I'm like really passionate about and sharpening my lens as a coach. And so it's become a little more individualized and like tailored to me, and I step in a gym and I'm like really confident about like what I'm doing there and what my purpose is and like what my routine is gonna be. Whereas even as a fitness professional in my 20s, I was like super nervous going into a gym, so I just always ventured towards classes for both my coaching self and like my fitness self.
Yeah, you know. I can relate to so much of that. I feel like in my 20s, I was like an Energizer bunny. Like I had so much energy. And like, I remember both of us used to like go to like multiple group fitness classes in a day.
Totally.
Which like, I don't even think I could still hang and do that.
I'm in my 20s. Like, I don't think I could do that. That is a lot.
Well, both of us also, you know, came from pretty active backgrounds. Before we taught at Boxing Fitness Studio together, we were both, you know, athletes. I was a professional dancer and Sid had come from the cycling world. And so both of us were kind of used to putting our body through several hours of like rigorous training every day. And so I just like, I guess I just streamlined right into the fitness industry, like kind of doing the same thing, like having that same sort of routine of like moving my body for several hours in the day. And it really fueled me. I mean, for me, like fitness is such a huge part of like how I keep my mental health in check. And so for me, it truly is like a mind, body and soul act. And I think that carried on into my 30s, but it just looks very different. Like, I know you also said like you love training by yourself now. And I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like I could, you know, train by myself at home or like I could go to the gym by myself and put myself through, you know, an hour long workout and I'd be satisfied for the day. Whereas I was definitely into more group fitness training when I was in my 20s.
I think that's such a good point. And now that you're saying that, like the 20s is such your 20s and doing workouts like together with friends. It's like you can find that community. And then that's interesting that you're saying now you kind of lean more towards, okay, this is kind of my quiet time almost, like my mind's time to calm down, not so much socialize, you know, be that extrovert. Do you feel like you've ever gone through dips in your workout routine where it's like you went months without working out and you just were like, oh, I'm like so out of shape now? Or do you feel like it's always been consistent?
You know, I have to say during the pandemic, I definitely hit like what I would call a lull where like I wasn't working out, maybe not months, because I feel like there's been periods of time where like I've taken a break or like leaned more into my recovery routine, or like I was nursing an injury, so I was doing more physical therapy. I don't think I've ever taken months off. I've been very active since like the age of 3. So I was like classically trained in like all styles of dance. And then I carried that into my teenage years and then into my early adulthood. And so I definitely think there's been weeks that have gone by where I was like, okay, like, I'm just kind of resting. I'm kicking back and like really pouring into myself in other ways, because I also think that there's other muscles to exercise, like your brain. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think it's important that you pay attention to all parts of your health, and like that truly is your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. Like they all kind of go hand in hand. I also just don't subscribe to like pushing my body to do anything it doesn't want to do. I'm like a huge advocate for listening to your body.
Which is another thing that changes in your 30s. Yes. You're like, oh, right. This is like the body I have to, that has to get me like all the way through. Like, and that's all of a sudden like conscious on your mind. And, but as far as like taking time off, I used to be a school teacher, and I remember, because I was a varsity swimmer through college. I swam in college. And then when I became a teacher, there was like a couple of years where I would take like sometimes 2 months for the first time in my life off of working out. And I hated like the way that that made me feel, because I was so committed to my work and I did love, you know, parts of my job and stuff. But I would then check in with myself and feel really like stifled, both like mentally and physically, and just kind of like stale. And it was, and then it's hard to get back into it.
Yeah,
you
that's
take
the hardest
months
part.
Off, it feels so crappy, like get back in it, you know?
Just
so
to it's restart like, the engine. It's, like,
oh, yeah, yeah, it's rough. So, but now I'm like happy to say that it literally is my therapy. So I don't, when I go on vacation, I work out not because someone asked me to, or because like it's not about like the burning calories or whatever. It's really just like it's my me time. I get to listen to my music. If I'm with my family, I get to step away. And like that's always healthy for me wherever I am.
Chelsea and I were talking about this right before. Like, how do you guys feel like you know the difference between, because there's a difference between laziness and needing rest and needing to recharge. How do you decipher like the difference if you're just like, oh, I'm not feeling like working out today, especially when you get off your routine? Because I think that that's the hardest part. Like if I am traveling for a few weeks and I get home, I'll feel myself, if I'm on it, I actually want to work out. But if I stop for a little bit, I'm like, it is like pulling teeth to get me to want to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe since you guys are so active, that doesn't happen as much. But how do you know the difference between like your body needing rest?
Like if somebody is feeling, okay, a lot of people also, we asked our listeners like about their workout routine, what is the main thing that kind of keeps them from staying consistent? And a lot of it was like exhaustion, which is like the last thing you want to do when you feel exhausted. I know. It's like go to the gym work out. So it's like, when you're feeling exhausted, you're like, oh, I should rest. But then you're like, but would I feel better if I worked out? It's so hard to know.
I think like both you and I agree on like listening to your body with wherever it is. I think also us going through several stages as women, because like our bodies are always changing. We go through a cycle every single month. And so like it is important to lean into what your body needs. But I think you kind of know intuitively like if you're being quote unquote lazy, or if your body's just tired and like you need to lean into recovery aspects. And like, I don't think that that always necessarily means that you have to be like laying on the couch somewhere. But I do think like there are things that you can do for your body to like pour into your recovery at times where you don't feel like doing intense workouts.
For sure. Yeah. I was going to say that also, like there's so many different types of movement. And sometimes I find, well, first of all, from like a scientific level, like you shouldn't, if you're running on 3 hours of sleep, you shouldn't be working out, because it's actually going to do the opposite effect for your body. You're not going to have like the benefits of working out if you're running on empty. You'll start to spike your cortisol and go into like hormonal stress that's not healthy for you. But I think that there's so many different types of movement, and sometimes we fall into trends or our friends are doing something, so we try to do something. But I know if I like, you know, if my legs are super sore from a lift or something, I know, and I try going for a run and my body's like, no, this is not, then I back down and I'm like, all right, I'll either walk or I just will go home, you know? So it's mm-hmm. like, I do think sometimes it's about trying to listen to your body and gauge what type of movement am I craving today, going for it. And then you can always back down. Like you can leave a class early. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can, like, you know, you can go for a run and decide, actually, I need to walk today, you know? And I think just having that constant dialogue with yourself of like what feels good on a momentary basis is like underrated important.
I love that. I feel like what you just said is key, like giving yourself options for the day instead of being like, am I going to work out? Yes or no, black or white. It's like, what am I feeling like today?
Yeah, maybe you're stretching today.
Yeah. What's a lazy girl workout? If someone doesn't want to like go outside, if someone's like, okay, I'm watching TV, like while I'm watching Love is Blind, what can I do in my family?
You know, like so this takes me back to my dance days. I always
just
used to
talking
say,
about Love is Blind.
I know we were. Yeah. Well, we can always get into it.
We gotta get it.
We were just talking about Brett and Tiffany and we're like fans literally. Of theirs. But I always say that, like, you can always stretch. Like, if you are even feeling like you don't want to get up off the ground or off the couch, you can always stretch. And so when I was younger and, like, training in dance, on my downtime when I'd be home watching TV, I'd be like, okay, when this commercial comes on, I'm going to get into my splits. Mm. And I'll hold my splits for the commercial break.
I remember that same thing. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, like, I think that, like, I wouldn't even call it like it's the lazy girl, like, you know, workout.
Yeah.
But like, I always believe that you can like do mobility or more stretching or like there's no harm in adding those things into your routine. And like on those days where you truly need recovery, sometimes it is just about going outside, getting some fresh air, going for a walk, walk your dog or like, you know, go outside and just stand in the sun for a little bit. And like, I don't think that you have to push your body past the limits that you may have for that day. And I think that everybody's body is different. So like another thing that both Sid and I agree on is that there's no one size fits all format. Like we could sit here and tell you like this is the routine that you should do just like from our own expertise. Mm-hmm. But like it may not work for you, you know? So I always say like listen to your body, find the things that you enjoy and then lean into that.
And I think the all of that advice of like listening to your body and stuff, sometimes if you are feeling very disconnected from your body, it's hard to even know. Like I've been there many times. I'm like, well, my body wants a cookie and to watch Love is Blind. So you know what I mean? But I think that, I don't know, do you guys have any tips or things? And I guess probably being active is a huge one, but like for getting connected into your body so you can intuitively know what you need, because I think that some of us are just so disconnected sometimes.
Yeah, that's a super, you guys ask great questions.
I know.
Thank you. Yeah.
The conversation just flowed. Yeah, we're like, great. We want to talk so much.
Yeah.
Like, so we want you to ask questions, but we just have like so much to say.
No, but I do think that's an awesome question. And this is such a weird like recommendation, or it sounds weird, but I think it's valid. I spent like a lot of my 20s like severely dehydrated because nobody really drilled in or fully explained to me the importance of hydration. And when you're dehydrated, like you literally feel cloudy in your brain. And so first of all, I think doing things like, you know, I know it's like overplayed with like the morning routine or whatever, but like drinking water before your coffee and like doing these little basic things that like science and getting enough sleep at night that scientifically will make you more healthy, will put you in a better state of mind to be able to like actually feel like what's going on. Cause otherwise you're just cloudy and distracted and like you're not in touch with, cause your gut and your brain are very connected. And like, in order for you to really know what's going on, you kind of need that like clear thought pattern, you know? So I would say like, of course, like, which I'm not going to say I do this every day, but sometimes I notice myself needing it, like a 5-minute meditation in the morning. Deja's a full-time trainer and I'm a guest trainer on Lululemon's Studio The Mirror. So it's like a home device. So if you're at home and wanting to do that, you could do like sometimes I wake up and do pull-ins, like 10-minute meditation
class.
And it's just a really good way to get your day started and a moment to check in with yourself. I'm big on journaling, so writing things out helps me, like, you know, just know what's up in my brain and then hopefully my body too.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, so I think like creating the time, because so many of us, we get up and it's like hustle mode from like 6:30 a.m. until we're done with work or whatever. So creating the actual like hour in the morning, even if you have to restructure your day and go to bed at 9:30 so you can have that extra hour in the morning before work starts, to dedicate to like things like meditating, journaling, stretching, being with yourself with some quiet time, and having that space to ask yourself like, how am I doing today and what do I need today?
Yeah. It's 100%. It's all like so simple, the things that we hear over and over again, we just don't do them. Like drink water. Like, I wish that this huge thing was filled with water, but it's not. It's definitely not.
That's okay.
What is it filled with?
No judgment here.
Iced coffee. But
just have, like, you need 2 cups. I know. I always have coffee with me too, but
my water's tiny. It's like in my bag at the bottom.
You know, you're making me want to drink water right now.
I know. I feel like thirsty.
I'm like, when's the last time I drink water?
I know.
Yeah, everybody reach for water.
Seriously. But like, it's meditation, water, getting good sleep, eating good, getting out, moving your body. And it's kind of like people, what you guys were talking about earlier, like people want so badly, I do sometimes, someone to tell them like exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to like, I don't know, like listen to their own body. They're like, no, you tell me, you know, like what should I do? What do I need to eat exactly? When do I need to work out? What is going to be my routine? And just the answer is like, no one can do it for you. You just have to do it for yourself. Totally. And I feel like even with these simple things like journaling or meditation, it's so simple, but like, why not just try it and see if it works?
Yeah.
Like, I saw this girl make a TikTok and she was like, I hate to report, like I'm being so annoying, but meditating, going outside, like getting up and going to a workout, she's like, it really does make you happier, you guys. I'm so sorry.
I saw that one too. Yes, I saw that one too. And I also think that once you are exposed to a variety of different movement, like now I don't think workout, and I don't picture like burpees and high knees, which it like makes me want to throw up some days. Like I'm not about to do that. And like, sometimes a slow lift that's like a little heavier but slower with like a lot of rest time, like, so I think the more you get exposed to different types of movement, the more responsive you can be without having to always take the day off.
100%. Yeah.
Did you guys just kind of experiment with different types of workouts until you found what you're super into now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think both of us, while we were exploring that group fitness phase, we would just like go take like anybody and everybody's class. Like we would have friends in the fitness industry that would be like, hey, come take my class. I'm like,
we were ripped.
Yeah,
we
let's go.
I know. We were just looking at pictures.
I know.
7 classes a day.
Like, oh my God.
It was a little nuts.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it also helped to lay this foundation of like making it a habit. And for us, like, maybe it looks a little different now in our 30s, in a different chapter in our life, a different phase of our life. But that idea of like doing something for yourself and pouring into yourself, like, never left. Like, that is what we were putting into motion and creating the habit of in our 20s.
Chelsea and I just took a cycling class for the first time in like a really long time together. That's like awesome. How many days ago? This weekend, Saturday.
Gosh, it feels like yesterday with my legs, the way my legs feel.
We were so sore. We're like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Also, I have a very dumb and uneducated question for you.
No dumb questions.
Okay, you guys met at a boxing gym.
Yes.
When you say you box, and like now you do that a lot, right? Are you boxing other people ever?
That's not a dumb question.
No, that's not a dumb question.
Or are you boxing, like, are you just doing a workout?
Yeah.
Both. Like, okay. Sid has had multiple amateur fights. I only had one, and it was a one and done for me. But I love watching her kill it in the ring. But when we first learned, we were just really learning on pads and also on the bag.
Okay.
If you go and take a group fitness class, you're most likely shadow boxing and hitting a bag, or shadow boxing doing some sort of circuit and hitting mitts. But yeah, we also spar, and then we both fought.
Wait,
yeah.
Can you box with acrylic nails?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I've gone on a whole journey with the nails thing, because it's important when you're when you work in fitness, like, you only have a couple things that can look cute like all day long, and one of them is your nails. Yeah. So I really struggled when I wasn't, because it took me a while. The hard gel is what works
for
me. Acrylic for me cracked, so I do like the hard gel.
Okay, I think that's what I have actually, hard gel extensions.
Yeah. But yeah, the like, I do think it's good to say, like, if you sign up for a boxing class, like, in fitness, you're not going to be getting punched in the face. Like, Rumble taught that to everybody already. Okay. But, like, probably, unless you sign up for, I just had I coach at a boxing club called Overthrow in New York City. And I just taught, like, a sparring course where I took a group of people who had never gotten in the ring before, never gotten punched before. And we, like, went through that whole process. And it was awesome. It was, like, so fun to coach people through that.
Getting punched in the face.
I want to do that so bad. I have this desire. I have this weird blind confidence that I've talked about before on our podcast specifically that I would be a very good boxer. And wait, I do
come
not
see me, girl,
know why I think
you.
That.
She's like, I'll knock you out.
I challenge you.
So much of that is confidence, though.
I was going to say, if you have the desire, like, not many people do, like, to get punched or, like, you know, punch someone.
I don't know if I want to punch someone, but as much as I was just thinking about the act of boxing, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it would release so much. Like, I just want to punch something. I'm like, maybe not even someone, but even a bag. Like, But you know how influencers will literally do, like, boxing matches against each other?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? You know, like, Jake Paul became, he literally became an actual fighter at this point. But that's a thing now. Like, influencers who have no boxing experience will randomly be like, I'm going to fight this person for, like, money and stuff, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, why do I feel like I could fight someone? I'm literally 5'3", like, and
I'm 5'3".
But, you know, there's weight division, so you fight people your own weight. And there's a lot of ways to just, like, I mean, like, this spar club that I just finished, it's a 12-week course. I lead people who have never gotten in the ring before from day one. Some of them never took a boxing class before. And then our culmination was just this past Saturday, and it's fight day. And it's, like, all their friends and family come, and they spar, and they compete against some. I mean, it's not official
fight. Do they get really hurt?
Like, nobody gets really
black
hurt.
Gear. You're wearing headgear.
Yeah.
And, like, mouth also, guard. Like, she's, like, there on in the corner making sure that you're not going to get hurt.
If,
like,
it was getting too intense, we stop it. Yeah. It's very controlled sparring.
So how do you know who wins?
Nobody's actually claimed the winner.
Okay.
Like, it's cool because you can see if you're, like, dominating and you feel good about it and whatever.
Why do I feel this weird desire? Like, I need to come see you.
Your eyes just lit up. And I know. I feel like you have a fighter inside of you.
Yeah, you have a fighter inside of you.
Yeah.
But, like,
I'll be a ring girl. I'm not getting in the ring.
Heck yeah. Like, come shadow box. We'll jump rope together. We can hold.
Yeah.
We can hold the numbers in the air. I would love to jump rope. And cheer them on. But I really honestly think it is so therapeutic. And I think that I knew that there was a fighter in me before I started boxing, but I didn't really know how much of a release
it
was going to be.
I was terrified of Deja.
I had so much to get out.
She's like, this has been years coming.
It was, like, our first spar session ever, both of us. And I'm, like, ready to just, like, work, and she's, like, coming in, like, swinging. I was like, okay, I'm going to die today, but that's cool.
But now we're best friends. Yeah. Like, you know, we punch each other in the face
a
couple times.
That's a great start to a friendship.
It really maybe it's in the cards for you guys.
Yeah. I'll do a boxing match.
I'm ready. Wow, that's such good information. Yeah. Honestly, that just gave me some inspo. I'll follow up with that one.
Please do.
So Lululemon Studio has boxing classes you could do at home.
Yes. Amazing. And both Sid and I teach them. Yes. Sid came on and did an incredible guest series very recently, and the members love her. And I am a core trainer on Lululemon Studio, and I teach boxing, kickboxing, step cardio, cardio strength, and dance. And I absolutely love teaching in this space. It's interesting because you're, like, in a room essentially by yourself. The techs are in there with you, but you're teaching to a room full of no one.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the device, there is thousands of people that are taking class with you. It's really awesome.
It's kind of feels cool to know that.
Yeah,
it does. There's such a supportive community. I told Deja because I came on and taught a 21-day series, and I structured it as a fight camp towards fight day. So the last class is a 60-minute class that's, like, symbolic of your fight day, which Deja was so sweet to come support me and watch me teach that last one. But I had a lot of people from home, like, pairing up together digitally, like, over Instagram or Facebook, and, like, cheering each other through, like, the fight camp towards fight day. And it was, you know, it was really cool to see people just get into boxing for the first time. And it's great because it's such a safe environment at home. I'm sure you see this with your dance classes too.
Like,
it's not intimidating. You're not so scared to look silly if you're, like, trying out a new combo and stuff. Right. So maybe that's your first step.
Maybe that's the first step. Yes. The boxing class. What's the difference between, what's kickboxing?
Kickboxing uses your lower limbs as well as like punching.
Okay.
So it's really, I mean, boxing is a full body workout too. Mm-hmm. The common misconception is that it's just arms. Right. Mm-hmm. But really, honestly, you have to use your core and your legs for like the footwork and stuff. But with kickboxing, you're actually like throwing strikes with your lower body too.
So hard. And then Muay Thai use elbows and knees also. The art of eight limbs. Yeah. So it's punches, kicks, knees, and elbows. Yeah, there's all.
Wow. Do you feel, because you have experienced boxing and kickboxing and all of that, do you guys feel more equipped if you were to get attacked by someone?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, really
safe walking down the street.
Just, I feel so empowered by both sports.
It's funny because I feel like my friends all of a sudden got more confident once I got into boxing at like bars and stuff. Because like I'm with them, I'm like, all right, let's chill. But yeah, I
like,
do.
She
feel
will beat you up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like mouthing off. They're like, it's okay, my friend's here. She's a fighter. I'm like, chill. No, but I genuinely do feel like a lot safer. Just knowing how to throw a punch and knowing my strength. And like, you all asked about like, is that empowering or what does that feel like to first get into it? Like, you can feel when you when your punch has popped to it. And when I first like felt that, I was like, oh yeah, this is like, this sport is gonna play a really big part in my life. It's like when you meet someone that you know is gonna like impact your life in a big way. You know that because you're just like, your energy sinks. I think people who need boxing in their life like know that when you first throw those punches, like, or you have that inkling that like you need something like that in your life. And like, I think especially for anyone, I'm working through this right now and articulating this. I'm going to practice with y'all. But I think that, because for my business, it's really relevant. But I think that for a lot of people who have gone through anything where you are, you know, dissociating from your body in some way, like ignoring your own needs, like we talked a little bit about, like throwing a punch lands you back in your body and you're like all of a sudden like with yourself and you're behind yourself and you know, like, if no one else is fighting for me, like I'm fighting for me kind of situation.
Oh, wow. You know? That's like drive chills too. That's actually like very powerful. Like internally, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And externally.
And how many times as women does someone tell us, like, punch something as hard as you can, scream, exhale, twist your whole body, like, put all your power, be as big and loud as you possibly can be. And, like, yeah, that was, like, life-changing for, I think, both of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
I love that so much.
What motivates you through a workout when you're feeling like, okay, like today I'm feeling a little off? You know those days where like you go and you're like, okay, I'm crushing this. I should be in the advanced levels. And then some days you're like, wow, what happened?
Yeah.
What motivates you through like the hard days when you feel very tired, very out of shape? I'm asking for myself.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, just the idea of getting one of our friends and fellow ambassadors, Kayla Jeter, says 1% better every day. And I love that idea too, because it's like, it's not forcing this idea that you have to like go so hard every single time that you do a workout or like, you know, are doing something physical with your body. It's like, you know what? The fact that I just showed up, I'm already 1% better. Like, I made the decision to do something for me. And even if like that whole entire yoga class, I ended up in a child's pose, I showed up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm already 1% better. So like, that's enough motivation for me. And then I always say to like all of my classes, like every day is going to look a little bit different and you just have to give yourself grace as you're getting through each and every day. And so I like to start with this quote by Arthur Ashe, and I say like, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. And like, wherever you are on that given day, thank you, like wherever you are on that given day or whatever you have inside of you is like what is going to get you through. Like, we can't really pull any extra energy from like, you know, outer space. So it's like, this is what I have inside of me, this is what I'm showing up as, and like the fact that I'm showing up is already so much effort and I should be proud of myself for that. You know,
it also really helps me, and it's different for everyone, but to have a benchmark and to have something I'm working towards that's more athletic based or sports related. So that was a big reason I started competing with boxing, is because there's literally no motivation like knowing that the person you're fighting is gonna be training as hard or harder than you. So like, what motivates you in those, you know, 8 weeks leading up to the fight is like, I mean, Yeah, a lot. Yeah. You don't want to get your ass kicked. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And then I signed up for a mini triathlon last summer because I was teaching so many indoor cycling classes. I wanted to diversify the working out a little bit. So I ended up training for that, which was an awesome goal. So I definitely wouldn't shy away from picking a goal that sounds fun and appealing to you. Because the other thing is I was a swimmer my whole life because I was good at it. I'm a boxer because I'm obsessed with it. And that's an extremely different experience. Wow. You know? So, yeah. Like, if you can find something that you're obsessed with, and maybe that's weightlifting, maybe that's yoga, whatever it is, you know, for you, then, I mean, you don't ever, it's like, you don't have to think of it so much as like a dread. Like, when I don't feel like working out, I box. And that's, you know what I mean? It's like, that's my sport.
That's interesting that, like, I mean, I would say boxing second, but like for me, dance has always been first. Yeah. And I love that you said, like, when I don't feel like doing, you know, whatever, I box. And like for me, when I don't feel like doing a workout, I like put on music and I just like dance around my house. And before I know it, like 10, 15 minutes in, I'm like sweating.
Yes.
And so like I actually am working out, but I'm like not thinking about the fact that it's a workout. And so I also think it's important for people to find things that they really enjoy, that they become obsessed with, because then it doesn't feel like a workout. And on those days where you don't feel like lifting weights or you don't feel like going for a run, you can literally do that thing you love and know that you're putting, you know, in the effort and energy towards making your body better.
And maybe it's the people you get obsessed with, and that's cool too. Like, part of the reason I go to my boxing gym is because I love my coach and I love the people I get to see when I go. And so even though it's a little bit of a solitary sport at times for me and it is individual, it's also based in community. And I think that's why fitness got to be so popular, honestly, because people were like enjoying it with doing it with people, you know, and that only happened, I think, in the last couple decades, probably.
Yeah. And that's finding something that you truly enjoy and want to do is probably the most sustainable way to guarantee that you're going to
1,000%.
Like, have longevity.
Yeah, have longevity.
Yeah. If you're doing so, it's the same with dieting. Like, if you're on a diet where you have to eat foods you don't like and you're eating less than you want to eat and should be eating, then you're never going to stick to that. It's the same thing with working out.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
If people don't, something that I think does hold a lot of people back, and even as we're saying, like, take different classes, see what you're into, is money. Like, people are if I don't have the budget, like, what can I do? Doesn't this Lululemon studio also have free classes, by the way?
It does. So if you go on the Lululemon app, anybody can get a membership on the Lululemon app. Like, they can just, like, sign up with their email.
And it's free to do that as
It's free to do that. And there's always, at any given time, 5 essential classes from, like, 5 different either core trainers or studio partners or guest trainers that are on Lululemon studio. And so it's a great way to get a taste of what's on Lululemon studio, but also a free way to, like, dip your toes in the water.
Yeah,
I think that there are so many workouts now all over, like, social media, YouTube. Like, you can, like, find these resources all around you if you just search.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think in the same way that we spend so much time, like, scrolling through, like, TikTok and YouTube and Instagram, we can go on those things and find things that fuel us and, like, really get an idea for what we like without spending a dime.
I also did a mean upper body workout in the park the other day. Just like, you guys have some in LA. We definitely have a lot in New York, but especially now that it's summertime, I just think it's so important to, like, spend time outside. I know everyone has busy lives and stuff, but, you know, if you can literally find, like, a pull-up bar and, like, you know, some, the ground, whatever, like, do, like, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, calisthenics, like, jumping jacks, whatever it is, like, move your body, be creative. And there's, like, there's all these apps and stuff to follow now, which is great. It's much more accessible. But yeah, I think that, like, some people shy away from doing things themselves because they're like, well, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what I'm doing. But, like, you do know what, you'd kind of know, you know. And if you create a circuit, let's say, of 4 exercises, and you do each exercise for 50 seconds and then you rest for 20 seconds and you do that circuit 4 times, you just had an awesome workout. And then it'd be any 4 exercises, you know, literally. So
I think what you said about, like, getting creative and how you already know, like, that's so important, because I think it's such an easy excuse. And I'm speaking completely, like, for myself too, to just be like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Or like, oh, I've never done that. Or it's just such an easy way out. Mm-hmm. Even with this cycling class, I'm like, oh gosh, I haven't done that in a long time. And it like, it does make me shy away from mm-hmm. doing it. And then once I go, I'm like, if I just kept going, I would actually probably get good and have experience. That's how I feel with reformer Pilates. I was like terrified to go. I literally fell on my face as well. And now I feel like I'm actually good at it because yeah. I've been doing it for like 7 months. And if I ever bring someone new, like I understand, I'm like, whoa, I like know how to work the machine. And it's like, before I was so scared to even like come to one class. I was very intimidated. And it's like, it just takes doing it.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I have to trick myself into getting there. Like, okay, I don't want to go to this class. I don't know anybody there, but I really want to get into, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's like hot yoga or something. I'm like, okay, if I go there, I get on my mat and I don't like it, I can leave.
Yes.
If I want to right away, I'll make a promise to myself. And I know I'm not going to leave like once I get there, but it really is. And they always say that when you go to a class, like you got on this bike, you got on this mat. Like that's the hardest part, but it really is.
Totally.
Speaking of like getting to a workout, I want to know your guys's like very specific pre-workout and like post-workout rituals, routines. Like, you know, you want to look cute, get on a cute outfit, you make a protein shake.
You gotta look cute. I like, 100%. I don't even care about like saying this because I used to get embarrassed, but like when I go to the gym, I like to have a matching set from Lululemon.
Yes, head to toe.
Head to toe. And truly, like,
you guys look so cute, by the way. When you walked in, I was like, those are our girls.
Yeah, we were talking about this. Like, we're both wearing a line, which is like the softest line. It's like literally buttery. Soft, super like flexible and breathable fabric,
and it practically like feels like weightless, like literally like,
oh, it feels like you're not wearing it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, for sure. It's like a second skin.
Yeah,
and I think we both like agree with the matching set, like a monochromatic
look. Have a matching
like
set, a little bit of makeup just so you like you feel, you know, it's like
I can't work out of makeup.
I have a little because it's like, you know, if it's like if you're going into work, but like you want to feel and look presentable so that like it puts you in the mind frame of like I'm going to get some stuff done. I'm not saying you have to put on like maybe,
but it kind of keeps the momentum going.
Exactly.
Like, I'm putting my shoes on. I'm getting ready for
something. And I do think it's healthy to have people around you sometimes when you're working out, like mixing it up where you're actually doing the workout, spatially. And I think that, well, my pre-workout ritual is like I'm already listening to music before I leave the door so that I don't get into that like too relaxed, like sitting on the couch, start scrolling.
What
and then
kind of music do you
window.
Like what genre are we?
Oh, great question. I go all over the map. Okay. I'm really all over. It's like
what really pumps me up. What's your pump?
Yeah. Probably like some Drake, honestly.
Really?
I relate to that very heavily. Yeah.
What is the song you listen to before a fight? Like you're listening before you walk out.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a really good question. I don't listen to songs before I fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that's cool. I did. I listened to music before.
I put
before.
On my earphones, but I don't have music in them.
Mm. I didn't know that about
because
you.
Because I'm more in like a meditative space.
I get that. Okay. Yeah, I get that. You do get very in the zone.
I don't like, look at anyone, and I'm thinking, I'm actually in deep thought about like, I'm reminding myself why I do this, why it's important to me. Mm-hmm. Because once the bell rings, it's like you feel like someone zapped you of all your energy. So if you don't have like a lot of drive and purpose, then you're smoked.
Have you ever lost a fight very badly?
So
I'm just thinking about when you FaceTimed me when you were weighing your note. Like,
this is so bad. So this was like probably 2 years ago now. I was entered into a tournament where I was going to fight, and then if you win, you fight again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sparring, which is practice fighting. So, oh, that's a good term to know, so you don't sign up for a sparring class if you don't want to get punched.
Please, go for my first time. Where
you walk into class, it's actually a good crowd there.
Yeah, exactly. You're like ready to rock. No, so sparring is when you practice fighting. You're with other people who are also getting in the ring. You're wearing headgear and mouth guard if you have a good coach and then you're sparring each other. So I was sparring with my teammates who were also in the tournament, and my friend Nicole, who's an amazing fighter, she popped a jab in like the first round of sparring the week that we were leaving for Atlanta into my nose. Like I didn't block it properly. I got smacked in the nose with a punch, and immediately my nose started swelling, and I was panicking because 2 days later I'm flying to this tournament, and obviously when you fight you are getting punched in the nose, but like hopefully you're also blocking and slipping and whatever. So my nose swells up, but I'm so determined not to drop out of the tournament because you after fight camp, like you are like nothing can stop you, you know, you've sacrificed everything for those, you know, few months leading up to it, or what, however long. So I still went to the tournament, and my nose was, I think, fully broken before I even fought the first
fight.
Oh
my gosh,
fought
the first fight.
Is it, don't show this podcast to my mom. She'll kill me. I fought the first fight, won, but like barely. Like I knew I was not performing my best, and I got moved up to championships. And I remember seeing the girl that I was going to fight at championships, and I was like, it's over. Like I'm done. I already knew I was going to lose because I just felt like so smoked, and my nose was like already crazy looking. So needless to say, I lost, and I also had like the most scary face you've ever seen.
Yeah,
you it was looked really bad.
Honestly, you're really, really beautiful. But in that moment, I was like, the best part, have a photo shoot soon.
Dude, I was just gonna say the best part of that was it was just coming out of lockdown, and I had a job teaching digital fitness right when I got home. Literally, yeah, the car was
you go
coming
out for the first time. Everyone's like, "Oh, what are you even doing?"
No, and this was my rent for the next 3 months. Like, I needed this job, and the car comes to pick me up, and I had called the people. My nose was literally this fat, two black eyes. Like, my eyes were so swollen, so black. I can show you pictures after. It's very scary. So they drive, and I call the people. I'm like, "Yeah, well, I'm teaching boxing, so it's authentic, but like my face looks a little different than when you last saw me." They were like, "Yeah, it's
a
fine.
Little different."
Oh. I showed up. They were like, "Oh my god!" So I'm wearing like makeup over black eyes and a broken nose, and like teaching digital fitness.
Jeez.
Luckily, that app didn't make it, so we're good.
Didn't get seen.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like, never mind on the boxing.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I'm kidding. No, that sounds gratifying. You know.
Yeah, you gotta earn your stripes.
Also, going back to having a cute outfit on. First of all, one of my friends, she literally swears by doing a full face of makeup before the gym.
Yeah,
she's
full
like
face?
Full face. Like she goes all out, and
but
she's
is she
like,
doing
sorry,
high
but
intensity
also is
workout?
She single? She does.
Because can we just talk about that?
She's like, not single. She's married.
Oh, okay,
but
mind.
She's like. She's like 100% I lift heavier when I like look good, and
I
just
honestly.
She's like, I just have to. But back to wearing like a matching set and stuff, I also feel like we just had the conversation of like being on a budget and stuff, I feel like Lululemon is so investment worthy.
Yes,
like
exact right.
I feel like I have like a uniform, and my Lululemon Align are always like, if I ever go to Pilates or anything, I'm wearing Align just because, and just throughout the day because it's so comfy. But it's so worth it because it's such good quality, and it's better to me to invest in those type of pieces than like just actually end up wasting money buying a bunch of sets that like pill and like, is that the word?
You can see through them.
You can see through.
They stink.
Yeah. And then you just have to end up getting more and more. And it's like, at that point, you literally spent more money than you would have, you know?
Oh, I still have my very first pair.
I was just going to say, I have my first pair of Lululemon leggings that I like got.
Wear them all the time.
Years ago. It was like a solid black pair because at the time, I couldn't really afford to like get a lot of Lululemon.
You can wear
and
your
so
black.
I was like, I know that this black pair will be solid with so many different options as like sports bras and stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to go for solid black, and I still have them.
Yes, same. Yeah, mine was solid black too. Yeah. It is true. Like when you're like, okay, this is like my purchase of the year of like, okay, investing in this.
Totally.
And I still have them. I wear them all the time.
And it's also like, I think of a line as like the sweatpants you can wear to work. You know, it's like the like, you still look chic, but they're like the softest, like most comfy. They're so cozy. Like you get like, there's only certain clothes you always want to reach in your closet and grab, and you know which clothes those are, right? Mm-hmm. And like my lines count with that. And even though they're not built, like they're designed for more yoga-esque activity. Mm-hmm. I wear them boxing. I wear them like lounging. I wear them to train my clients. I literally sleep in them at times. And like, yeah, they're like my go-to because it's just so comfy, but also like you look kind of cute, and they're like
the shorts are my favorite.
Yeah,
I love the shorts.
The shorts are amazing. I also am really getting into like the flare pant.
Oh my god, those are flare pants. I didn't expect those to be my.
Me
when I
neither.
First saw those, I was like, cute, not for me, and now I can't take them off.
I have
three colors.
Have every color. I know.
They make your butt look
so
good.
Cute. Right? Yeah. It's like perked
and the
up.
Waistband's so soft, and like you can pull it all the way. It's like a super high waist.
I wore them on the plane yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are those different than the wide leg? Because I just tried the wide leg with the pockets.
Those are cool too.
I love a pocket.
Yes. I feel like the wide leg is, would look great. I don't know if I can, do the wide leg.
I think you could because you're super tall. And I do think it would look better on you like being like super long. I mean like JC and I are both 5'3".
Yes.
Yeah. So like shorter, but it still works.
It still works.
And I wear, for you, it's gonna like,
I wear platform shoes all the time too. Like, yeah, I wear same. Like tall, oh, yeah, shoes, same. So probably, I feel like it kind of, yeah, it all works.
Yeah. But I know, JC, also you were talking about like, you know, it being worth the investment. And I think that what a lot of people actually also don't know is like, if this is your first time buying Lululemon and you maybe feel like you're not sure about the investment yet, we have a like new program. And so I actually take some of like my like leggings, or like, you know, my sisters do it too. My husband does it and takes it to the store to trade in for like new, like they'll give you store credit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So cool, if you program. Have like old Lululemon items, you can take them in. And I mean, like we know they like last forever, but say like you're like, okay, I'm like over this these color, yeah, or like I'm over these, you can take it in and trade them for credit. Yeah. And like other people can buy them, so you can actually look online at what's available in the like new
section,
mm, like section or, yeah, program, yeah, but it's like on the app, you just, yes, scroll, yeah, to like, yeah, new, and you can see all the items that are,
that's
there,
really,
which,
wait,
is
that's
cool,
really nice, yeah, actually, yeah,
it's like the vintage Lululemon,
yeah,
environment, yeah, too, yeah,
yeah,
very good.
Deja, I wanted to talk to you about kind of your journey to like starting a family and stuff, yeah, because I know you talked about that on social media. And first, maybe we can start with like, how has your wellness and maybe fitness habits transitioned through just that whole, this whole chapter of your life?
Totally. I have been super transparent on social media about it. I feel like the conversation doesn't happen enough. I actually feel like now that I've started to talk about it, there are so many more women coming to the forefront and sharing their stories. And I love that. I think that for me, like, fitness is such a huge part of my life, and my health and wellness journey is so important to me that having to shift it and change it according to family planning and having fertility treatments was like super challenging for me. It was something that Sid and I talked about a lot, and I think it's still something that like for me, I like struggle with a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think the hardest part for me was sitting down and not being able to do the very intense workouts that I normally do. I mean,
this girl, like, I just can't with her. I'm like, you're not allowed to do that, dude.
I know. I think it was really hard when I started like IVF, and they said I would be at risk of ovarian torsion if I was doing like the intense workouts that, mm-hmm, I normally do. Like, I can't be like jumping up in the air and doing burpees and doing split jumps and things of that nature. And so for me, I think a lot more like recovery elements came into play. I was doing a lot more stretching, a lot more yoga. I really like dove into a lot of the exercises that I learned during physical therapy just to keep my body moving. And I just had to find other ways to keep movement flowing into my life. And it actually forced me to get a lot more creative. Mm-hmm. And so instead of going to like a boxing class or like getting into, you know, a dance class or whatever the case may be, I would like go outside and take really, really long walks. And it's pretty easy to do in the environment that we're in. We like live in New York, but I think like anywhere that you are, you can just kind of find these like places in nature that just bring you to a peaceful state. And I think that that was key in implementing into my new routine as I was going through a lot of those treatments.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you feel, and you kind of just answered it, but how do you stay connected and like keep that relationship with your body healthy at that point? Because you probably have confusing feelings about your body because it's literally happening in your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you do to kind of keep that relationship between you and your body cohesive, I guess,
or I would stay connected? It was like a roller coaster. Some days I can't even say that I was able to maintain it. I think there were days where I was just like, oh, this really sucks, but this is something that I want so badly. And so as I'm pursuing this journey to motherhood, maybe there are certain sacrifices. And unfortunately, like, this was a really big sacrifice for me because health and wellness and fitness is such a huge part of my world. I think for me, you know, I oftentimes had to stay motivated by just affirming myself throughout the day and telling myself that, like, I love my body. My body's doing what it needs to do, especially in these fertility treatments where you're pumping your body full of hormones. It can be really tricky because it changes your mood sometimes. And like, physically, you're not always feeling your best. Energetically, you're not always feeling your best. And so as those shifts and changes were happening, I just kind of had to ride them as waves. And some days felt like more of a struggle than others. But like those days where I did have a little bit more energy, I was like, okay, I'm going to find something exciting to do or something that I really enjoy, or I'm going to like, you know, get my friends involved and we're going to go do something that we all like love to do together. I think that, you know, there will be points in everyone's life, no matter if they're on this journey to motherhood or they may be struggling with, you know, certain like diseases or illnesses and things like that, where your health and wellness journey will have to shift in some sort of way. And so I think that is where we start to exercise the muscles of the brain and we really focus in on the mental health. And that for me was like journaling and affirmations and meditation and really just like getting in tune with my internal self so that my external self still felt strong. Mm-hmm. And I still like was able to like show up mm-hmm. for myself. Just it looked a little different, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Thanks for opening up about
yeah.
that too.
Yeah.
I think that what you said is actually, it's so important to remember that health and wellness and fitness, it's not so easily defined. And like everyone's
it's very fluid.
Yes, it's very yeah. fluid. And everyone's definition even of health and wellness is completely different.
Yeah.
So in those like chapters of life where you are going through something where things have to shift, it's like, it won't be forever. That's just that. That's your version of health and mm-hmm. wellness in that exactly. moment, you know? Yeah, and yeah. I think that's like really a really good reminder for anything that people are going through to be like, it doesn't always have to be so perfectly consistent. And also I can spend 10 years doing this certain sport or exercise and then decide one day, like,
exactly.
yeah. I want to try something else. And, yeah. everything can just be fluid and shift.
Yeah. I think that idea of like everything being temporary and really not holding, clenching so tight to one specific routine or one specific way of doing things is like the way you set yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. And even as we talked about transitioning from our 20s to our 30s, that was like a huge important fact is that everything is temporary. And so when we were going to 7-8 classes a day, like that's not sustainable. You know, we're like now in our 30s and we're realizing that like we have to conserve our energy for other things, or we maybe have other obligations or other things that we are focused on. And so that calls for our attention and our energy to be put into those things. And so, yeah, I think like just being able to shift and change and really being able to be like as fluid as you possibly can through this journey is important.
I think agree. That's like the most beautiful thing about getting older, even just year to year. Your body changes so much, specifically yeah. women. And we go through so much. If you are going through fertility treatments or pregnancy or postpartum, or, you know, you do have a sickness or something that just changes how your body acts, yeah. feels,
just
all of that.
Just aging even. Getting yeah. older, yeah. your body's yeah. changing.
And I think it really is beautiful how you have to let go of that attachment to what you look like yeah. and like it changes. And so it's kind of shocking sometimes, but yeah. then you have to rediscover where is my worth actually. It's not in like how I look after, you know, like you're saying, like, when you're shredded, it's like easy to look back and be like, okay, that was so nice. But now I know who I am even deeper because I don't have this thing to lean on. Like this mm-hmm. is where my value is.
Yeah.
And like, I have to say, even those pictures that we were looking at, like, I remember I didn't feel good at that moment. I was teaching far too many cardio classes. I was probably like really taxing my adrenals and like feeling like my throat was always hurting from like yelling so much. And I was always exhausted and I couldn't like possibly fuel myself with enough nutrients to like support the output that was happening. So, and now, like, I love my body more where I'm at, even if I'm, like, not quite as lean, like, not whatever. I don't even care to compare yeah. how I was then versus now. But, like, I love my body more because of how it feels and because of what I can do. Like, I think that's weightlifting and becoming so obsessed with my sport and identifying more as an athlete than just, like, a fitness person, I think has changed the way that I relate to my body because I'm, like, how high can I box jump and like how long can I sustain this speed level of 10 on the treadmill and how long can I, you know, these things that are tangible, you know, and athletic endeavors that I'm asking of my body and then I'm getting really proud when I achieve them as opposed to just like, you know, balls to the wall all the time, like slamming out classes, like looking a certain way, whatever. It's mm-hmm. like a much more gratifying experience.
I've heard that so many times and I feel like as girls in our 20s, we need to listen to that and learn from that. I've heard so many people being like, number one, they'll be like, I thought I looked so, I didn't think I even looked good. And then I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was like ripped or whatever it was. Like your view of yourself is always like a little tainted. But also that same concept of a lot of people have said, they're like, those photos when everyone thought I looked the best, or when people are like, oh my gosh, your body, I was not even the healthiest version of myself.
I mean, do you remember? I remember like Deja like loves pizza.
Oh my God. And like people, it's my favorite come, food,
and
honestly.
People would literally come up to her and be like, and I would watch this interaction, like, because I've always been like kind of a healthy eater, but this girl's like, yeah, pizza no. and cold stuff.
I just ate
right?
two slices of pizza before I came here and like six garlic knots.
So like, we're like done with teaching boxing and. You know, we're both standing there like little twigs having like so many classes under our belt. And this and these women would like come up to Deja and be like, what do you like? Can you tell us like what do you eat? And she's like, sometimes like I have a smoothie. I'm like trying to like come up with like the last healthy thing.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't tell them that I ate that or that.
Like, which like they got for her husband because he does cook healthy meals.
He does,
sometimes,
yeah.
But yeah.
Just getting some nutrients
you,
now.
I guarantee.
Yeah. And everyone else also has such different, like, everyone is so unique in their body type as
totally.
Well. It's like not worth even
exactly.
comparing, even like your favorite fitness influencer. It's like you will never look like
that. That's why I hate the videos that are like, oh, do you want this booty? Like, here's the workout. It's like, no, bro, that's not like if you do, like, you could do the work. I'm not discouraging you from doing the workout, but so much of your body composition is genetics, and then so much of it is nutrition, and then it's also just like commitment. Like, if you do that booty exercise and then quit and don't lift, then you're never going to see those results, right? So it's like people love to see the end result and they like to like fantasize about getting there, but they don't always like to like go through the actual process. And I think social media can be dangerous because it reduces.
It's very clickbaity. It's like,
it makes it so specific. So,
exactly.
It simplifies everyone's experience.
Exactly.
It makes it seem like even these fitness people, like it's like
bite size.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just do this. It's so easy. It's like, no. That person is incredibly committed to their
so
health
committed,
and wellness. Like
day in and day out. Yeah.
And there's no shortcut either.
No.
It's literally the only thing in life we don't have a shortcut. Well, now we have a few, but I don't recommend them.
No.
Yeah.
And
there's
not
all these like weird trends of like.
It's not sustainable.
That's the thing is I've gone through times in my life where I'm like, my whole day is dedicated to health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm obsessed with that. I can't stop thinking about it. And it's so anxiety inducing because it's not sustainable. You're trying so hard to keep it up and you know you can't, like down the line. And you become attached to it. Like you become so attached to that, what you look like or how you feel or, you know, whatever it is, that lifestyle or how others perceive you even. Like, oh, I'm a fitness girly. Yep, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is just horrible. Like your anxiety is so high all the time. You're so, well, I'm saying you're me. I was so obsessed with it. And when I look back, same thing on pictures of myself, I'm like, wow, I looked so good, but I cried every time I saw myself. It's so interesting how now I feel like my journey has been so much more balanced. And I think that just comes with age as well. I think it's kind of an easy place to get into in your early 20s, specifically at the time of social media when it was like, eat one banana a day. And,
oh my gosh,
you know, like the
diet culture was the craze.
It was the craze.
And there was no like anti-diet culture at all either. So that was all you saw. And I think just now I just understand how fluid it is. And it's easier to just accept my day to day, like whatever comes up, how I'm feeling, and it's not so anxiety inducing, I guess.
Yeah, I think what I can say to relate to that also, Chelsea, is like in my 20s, it was so much about body, 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 mm-hmm. and I was forgetting the mind and soul component of like, you know, your overall health and wellness. And I think now it's like impossible for me to like not have the three side by side, like they're a trifecta. It's like always going to be mind, body, and soul. And so like I make choices like according to what I'm feeding my mind, body, and spirit, mm-hmm. and not just all about my physical image.
I also find muscle like attractive now, which I think I like, I don't know if that's weird to say, but when I was like in my 20s, I used to teach for Soul Cycle, and I looked at my like instructor photos and I had these like little twig arms and like I really prefer having like muscle on my arms now, mm-hmm. you know, and like I think that shift like creates a lot better body image, because for a lot of my clients, for example, I'm a health coach and I do holistic coaching through my app. And I tell some of my clients, like, maybe weighing yourself is not the actual like measure of success for us, because if you want to gain muscle tone, like, you might not end up losing pounds, and that's cool, because we'll do progress photos instead, or we'll like talk about how you feel or how well you're sleeping. Like, there's so many ways to measure your health that aren't on the scale. And there's a lot of like, I think, like, anxiety around just like, I don't know, like what you look like or what you think you should look like. And I think that being able to relate to yourself through like strength and athletic achievement, like I was saying, is just gonna create a better relationship with your body and soul and a more like holistic like understanding of where your health is at.
Yeah, and it's getting to know yourself too. If you get to know anything, you love it more. When you get to know somebody else, totally. You love them more. And yeah. I feel like when you get to know your body for what it can do for absolutely. You, how it functions, you work on it, you put effort into the relationship, and it's not just working out, it is the mind, soul, body connection, then you start to love yourself on a different level where you accept the changes. You're very just more patient with it, I think.
1,000%. And that's also like when I entered my 30s was also the time that I started researching really hard about anything that was going on in my body and getting curious about it, as opposed to like getting pissed that my body wasn't doing the thing that I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. And that is like a huge game changer for me. Deja and I have both gone to, I started going to a naturopath because I have like questions about certain things that no doctor had ever been able to like solve for me. And that was like a big game changer for me. And just like YouTubing, like, you know, why do you retain water weight? Like, what happens when, just any questions I had, buying books and reading about it. Like, one of my clients was just like, how do you know about like all of this random stuff? Because I geek out on this stuff, mm-hmm. because I want to understand my body better so that I'm relating it to it in a more healthy way. And I'm helping my clients do the same.
Yeah,
totally. I don't know if you guys have heard this recent, or I saw this quote recently. It's like, it's not your dream body if it's a nightmare to maintain.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
And I feel like that is just so, it's so important to remember that it's, yeah. like, if you are living this life, you don't like the workouts you're doing, you're forcing yourself, you're living this lifestyle that feels very restrictive, and also like it's pushing against each other. You're not flowing. Yeah. Like, it's not totally. Flowing. That's not a fun, sure, it's not sustainable, but it's also not fun. Like, yeah. it's yes. very draining to live
nothing
that lifestyle.
Nothing should
be
forced. Like,
yes. No, yeah. nothing should be forced.
And I agree that statement also can be applied to multiple aspects of your life. Like, I think life in general, like, well. It's not your dream life if, like, it's a nightmare to have to try to maintain mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it goes back to, like, finding those things that light you up inside and like set your soul on fire and that you truly enjoy. Like, it won't be a nightmare to do those things if you actually love what you're doing, you know?
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much yes. for coming on. Can
Thanks
you
for
we
having
heard
us.
We heard that there's a little prize potentially coming with Lululemon oh, yeah. that you could give us a little
you could give us the tea.
So yes. So all of your audience members are getting the exclusive that Lululemon Studio Digital is coming to a phone near you.
That's
so
amazing.
Everyone will be able to access over 10,000 classes on Lululemon Studio with both Sid and I, the other core trainers, guest trainers, studio partners. We have some incredible studio partners. If you haven't already checked out Lululemon Studio, I would just advise you to like get ahead of the curve and jump in. But we
so
have
So we can
anywhere.
See your guys' face on our phones.
Yes, you can. Yay! That yes. would be so fun.
Yeah, and you can take anywhere from 5-minute to 60-minute classes, a huge variety of several different modalities, including some of the ones we mentioned today. But you can also take Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi. We have a ton of different classes all over Lululemon Studio, and we're also constantly creating new genres. We just introduced step cardio, and we also have step and strength. And then we also came up with a box and beats class, which is like boxing to the beat of the music, which is how yeah. Sid and I met. But so yeah, Lululemon Studio Digital, it's coming super soon. So keep your eyes peeled for it.
So fun.
Very excited about so excited. That. Can you also just give us your like Instagram handles or where yeah. if people want to follow along with you guys?
Heck for yeah. sure. So mine is Sid, S-Y-D, Fit, F-I-T, 212. And you can also come visit me at Overthrow Boxing Club in New York. Or on my, yeah. on my
I'm literally coming. Need to I'm come. So serious. I'm coming. Yes. Like next time I'm in New York 100%.
When you guys are there, let us know yeah. and we'll both like, I'll come through and take class.
Oh my gosh.
And give you guys a tour of the space, the studio.
I would love that so much. What's your Instagram, Deja?
At Deja Riley, at DejaRiley. And then everything Deja Riley, you can just find at DejaRiley.com.
Thank you. You guys have the best energy.
Yes. And the best hair. You guys need to see the best hair, best fit.
Yeah. I'll make sure to like coordinate the Lululemon looks for our.
Yeah. You guys killed it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You guys are
so
awesome.
So much fun.
Hope you guys loved this episode with Deja and Sid. That was so, so fun to get to chat with them. Make sure and go follow their Instagrams. Make sure and go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast to be just updated with all of our stuff we got going on. And you guys can get into the Lululemon Align collection at lululemon.com. Obviously, you guys know we're obsessed and you probably already know all about the Align collection. But if you don't, you should definitely check it out. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.